Now to a murder trial that lawyers and journalists are taking very seriously. More than 500 journalists are descending on Orlando, Florida this week. 25-year-old Casey Anthony is accused of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. And the judge says the case could rival the O.J. Simpson trial in media saturation. From member station WMFE, Judith Smeltzer has the story.
Florida is no stranger to big trials, but they don't hold a candle to the Casey Anthony case, so says legal expert Charles Rose at Florida's Stetson University Law School.
In Orlando, the closest that you could come back to would be the trial in Volusia County, where you had the young lady that the movie Monster was based upon, but even that pales in comparison.
Charlize Theron played serial killer Eileen Wuornos in that 2003 movie. But the Anthony case is a real-life drama played out in the golden age of talk radio and 24-hour TV news.
This is Florida versus Casey Anthony, and it's on In Session.
When it comes to Casey and her mom and dad, there could be a huge war brewing.
Seating a jury for the case against Casey Anthony, it's really an enormous task.
2-year-old Kaylee Anthony was first reported missing in July 2008. TV outlets around the country ran pictures of the smiling toddler, along with photos of her attractive young mother, Casey, dancing at a nightclub while the search was going on. Casey was charged with murder in October, but it was another 2 months before her daughter's remains were found, not far from the Anthony's home. In Orlando, the case has been in the news almost every day, so the judge imported a jury from another county, about 100 miles away. Legal expert Charles Rose says that still may not be enough to ensure an impartial panel.
You're going to bring this jury into what is already fairly described as a maelstrom of media activity, and it's not going to get any better.
The trial is expected to last about 2 months, and the court is paying more than $300,000 to sequester the jurors for the whole time. They'll be cut off from most forms of communication while they're there. Judge Belvin Perry laid down the law on the first day of jury selection.
Do not, and I repeat, do not use any type of electronic devices or computers to communicate about this case, including tweeting, texting, blogging.
And the list went on. Marianne Franks with the University of Miami Law School wonders whether all those restrictions could actually end up degrading the jury pool.
There will be people who have very busy lives or people who can't really give up social networking for whatever reason, for, you know, whatever amount of time this trial is going to take. It's not clear that we really want to be sort of pushing those people out.
The jurors will have a tough time sorting through the evidence in the case, too. It looks like the judge will let prosecutors argue that a strand of hair and air samples taken from Casey Anthony's car prove the presence of a dead body. It's new science being used for one of the first times in U.S. courts, and it could affect the way future crimes are investigated. Former federal prosecutor Michael Siegel now specializes in evidence at the University of Florida's law school.
As law enforcement becomes aware of this kind of evidence, the FBI will be called upon more and more to do the analysis, and it will be offered in more and more trials around the country.
Of course, the evidence won't go unchallenged. In the Anthony trial, defense lawyers will use their experts to argue the science is faulty, and if their client is convicted, they're likely to use that argument as grounds for a lengthy appeal. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.